And now, at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you're in tune to your freeform station. This is WMFO in Medford. I am Not Belinda, and we bring you every Saturday evening two of the silliest programming hours of radio imaginable. Not one, but two, here on Bubbles in the Think Tank. So much silliness that you could shake your stick at. Although tonight, I was kind of called in last minute, as it were, and coming from a private dinner party just about a block or so away, I've been imbibing, and I am Not Belinda, and there'll be no radio obituaries tonight. No. There was just absolutely no time to make that happen. I was preparing my evening to enjoy some friends, and then after they leave, hang out and relax and listen to the radio and hear Bubbles in the Think Tank and enjoy all that. But instead, I'm here doing it, which is a whole different thing. And I am Not Belinda, and I am joined here with my lovely wife, Lady D. She's not Belinda either, but as you know, it takes two of us to fill that woman's shoes, because Belinda, when she does Bubbles in the Think Tank, is seriously on target. Even when she is not on target and is being silly, she's still on target. So it takes two of us to do what she does. My darling is managing the Facebook chat group over there at Bubbles in the Think Tank to make sure that the posse out there is having a good time, an enjoyable evening, in the absence of Belinda. I was asked to keep the posse entertained as best I could, and that's usually pretty good. Not quite Belinda, but it's almost up to Belinda standards, but I'm not Belinda, and which is why I'm here. However, we are aiming to keep you entertained, so we are here changing our plans for the evening on a radical shift, and I guess that makes us heroes, at least just for one day, on your freeform radio station. This is WMFO in Medford.
Drive them away. We can beat them. Just for one day. We can be heroes. Just for one day. Thank you.
just put that needle in what is known as my flip side, I won't be able to sit down for a week.
I'm a format collector. I used to buy vinyl, now it's digitally. Just a format collector. I buy the same damn music perpetually. 45 was a gateway, moved up to LPs, 8-track, cassette, CD, and MP3s. I'm a format collector, buying everything they sell me. Started back in 63. My first Beatle record was a fine LP. It was a much shorter version. Capitol Records done lied to me. I had to get the import by the same tune twice. A Parlophone record at a higher price. I'm just a format collector, forking out the do-re-mi. Each and every Beatle copy I could find demanded cash and attention. I kept on spending but was always behind. I had stereo, mono, reel-to-reel LP. Every compilation, every damn Let It Be. I was just a format collector, burning through the do-re-mi. I thought I was dumb back in 91. Past masters in hand. A compact disc changed all of this. Yet another format to collect again. Twist and shout. I'm just a format collector, forking out the do-re-mi. Translucent 78s of the White Album, numbered and hand-pressed by Japanese schoolgirls in a Brooklyn store window. Oh man, sign me up. A gold DVD of outtakes of George Martin and the mixing suite farting in time to Eleanor Rigby and Quadrophonic. Oh man, how much?
We got one more, and this is going to feature a very gospely Miss Ruby, and once again, T-Max on The Impossible.
This is a different version of this song than what the Beatles did, but I'm sure some of you might know it. So feel free to sing along if you'd like.
Try not to sing out of key. Oh, I'll give. by a little help from my friend.
Oh, you know I'm gonna
die with a little help from my friend.
Yes, I'm gonna try
with a little help from my friend.
Give yourselves a hand. Woo! Yeah.
That's Ruby Bird right there. Thank you for coming, folks.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. The girl with a sun in her eyes, and she's gone! Bridge by a fountain where rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore waiting to take you away. Climb in the back with your head in the clouds and you're gone! Picture yourself on a train in a station with plasticine porters with looking glass ties. Suddenly, someone is there at the turnstile. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Worse than that, he dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not.
as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it. Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Scrape them off, Jim.
Star trekking across the universe.
On the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk.
Star trekking across the universe.
Laws of physics,
Jim.
Oh, we can't teach shoot to kill. We can't teach shoot to kill. Scotty, beam me up.
It's worse than that. Dad, Jim. It's worse than that. Dad, Jim.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it, Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow.
You can't change the script, Jim. I'll see you, Jimmy.
It's worse than that. It's physics, Jim.
Bridge to engine room.
A little bit of Star Trek material for your delight, for you Trekkies out there. I know there are some of you amongst the Bubbles and Think Tank Facebook fan group. And I am not Belinda. This is still Bubbles and Think Tank. But of course, being not Belinda, I don't have to tell you what you heard, because Belinda doesn't do that either, because it's all up there on the Track Blaster Spinatron website that many of you are following along with. Those of you in the posse do that well. But I am not Belinda, and reasons for playing that. Well, William Shatner was at Fenway Park yesterday. He threw out the first pitch. Di and I were at Fenway Park yesterday too, and we saw that. He actually had to throw it out twice, because the first time was so lame that he didn't even reach home plate, and he wanted to do it again. And he did it again and threw a pretty good pitch the second time around. We also heard from Bird Mancini and T-Max, combining their strengths in a performance they did a couple of months ago up at Rocky Neck in Gloucester. Their take on the Beatles song, A Little Help From My Friends. And other material back there from the Belinda faithful, you will know well. Now, Belinda never uses backing music when she tells you what's on her mind or what have you, but I am not Belinda, and it's more of my style to do that. And as I said earlier, that I came from a dinner party at my house and with some friends we haven't seen in a while. One who's a musician and songwriter on the local scene, although he really hasn't been on the local scene lately. He's been in hiding, but nonetheless, he's written a couple of silly things in his time. And we're going to hear a couple of things from him in this, starting off this next set. His name is John Hill. He was in a band known as Bam Bam back in the early mid-80s, which are fairly, well, they had a pretty good cult following, right up there with Men and Vulse and people of that sort from that era. But back in the early 90s, he had his own recording project, and he did a song about planet Earth called The Only One. And it's his tongue-in-cheek, heartfelt song to our planet. And then after that, we'll hear another solo thing from him from the 80s called Train of... He'll tell you about it when he sings it, but I'm not allowed to tell you because it's against FCC regulations, and we like to keep our station free from fines here at WMFO in Medford. But for now, let's hear The Only One, because it is the only one we have. And this is the only radio show you have called Bubbles in the Think Tank. Even though I am not Belinda, we're still keeping you entertained.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Rumba Room. I'm your host, Johnny Leverage, with tonight's musical guests, the Golden Tones. You know, these days everybody's got one thing on their mind. That's right, the environment. Each of us is asking, what can I do to contribute to this terrible problem? And that's why wrote this little love song to the planet I call Earth. You're the only one. You're the only one.
the story of a freight train, and it's strange, but it's true. Heading out of Carolina, going no one knows where to. But nobody wants its cargo, they just want it to pass through. Let me tell you while you sit about that train ship. Every time it starts a-coming, you can see the mayors flip. When they hear that whistle blowing, they can feel their ratings slip. And they're all in a snit for that train of shit. Mighty head of steam, it takes a lot of grit to drive that train a ship. Please don't let me be hit by that train a ship. And when you do stop, don't stop too fast.
So Donald Trump accuses Hillary Clinton of playing the woman card. He actually said if Hillary were a man, I don't think she would get 5% of the vote. Well, that got me wondering, what would the Trump life experience and campaign look like if Donald Trump was a woman? A few thoughts come to mind. If Trump were a woman, he would have to break the greatest glass ceiling in American politics without being too demanding, loud, unladylike, or smart. If Trump were a woman, he would be labeled crazy and a bitch for his aggressive style. If Trump were a woman, his hair would be criticized even more than it normally is. Since he's been married 3 times, if Trump were a woman, he would be called a tramp and a gold digger by his opponents, and he would surely never get the evangelical vote. If Trump were a woman, he would have to carry mace for his own protection at his own rallies. He'd also have a 1 in 5 chance of being raped. Tragically, if Trump were sexually assaulted and got pregnant, many of his friends in the GOP wouldn't even support his right to have an abortion. Some may even want him punished. If Trump were a woman, his opponents would blame his hundreds of false and inaccurate statements on blood coming out of wherever, therefore making him unqualified to serve as commander-in-chief. Having declared bankruptcy 4 times, Trump would be heavily criticized for overspending, and questions would surely be raised. Does Donald Trump shop too much? If Trump were a woman, he would be in far greater danger of living in poverty. If Trump were a woman, he'd be at far greater risk of being killed by one of his ex-spouses. If Trump were a woman, because of pay inequality, his $1 billion might only be worth $750 million. Finally, if Trump were a woman, he'd be constantly accused of playing the woman card.
Stand by, Senator. Remember, on this record, we're trying to answer Senator McKinley's hit record. And, George, you have a word here?
All right, Senator, this one's for the Democrats, so let's really hear it.
All right, I think I'm about as ready as I'm ever going to be.
Okay, stand by. This is Wild Thing, take 72. Senator?
My heart sing. You make everything thing. I think I love you. But I want to know for sure. Come on and hold me tight. I love you, yes. How's that, guys? Is that about
pretty
it?
Pretty close, Senator. A little less stuttering, please, all right?
A little more of a liberal interpretation, Senator. Can you do that? And watch the pronunciation of the word heart.
Wild thing.
That's perfect, Senator. Lay it on him now.
You make my heart sing.
It's really coming along, Senator.
You make everything groovy. Yes. Wild thing. All right, Teddy on the ocarina, let's go. Tempo, Teddy, tempo.
Senator, we're going to have to get these kids out of the studio.
I'm sorry, Ethel, you want to... The kids are stepping on the musicians, Ethel. Get them out of the recording studio now, I think. Yeah. Eunice, a little more tempo there, please.
Senator, do you feel comfortable now?
I certainly do,
okay,
yes.
Just stand by. We're coming up to you now.
A wild thing. I think you move me.
That's beautiful, Senator. The kids will love it.
But I want to know for sure.
That's it. Bear down.
Come on and hold me tight.
A little more Boston soul, Senator.
You move me, yes.
All right, Senator, now let's get a big finish here now.
All right,
when you get the group going.
Family now.
Yes,
you
want to get them going.
All right.
Here comes the good stuff, Senator, so really get into it and just think of the words. Here it comes. Stand by. Ready?
Oh, come on, wild thing.
Not so ruthless, Senator.
You make my heart sing.
That's it. Snap your fingers, Senator.
All right.
That's
come
it.
Back to New York, wild thing.
That's it.
Press ahead, wild thing. Think young, wild thing.
I can see things now more clearly. I'm letting people in that I had never once let near me. I am breathing much more easy and express myself more deeply. In light of the plague, my look on life has changed completely. So in light of the plague, I've been writing lots of letters. I've been telling everybody just exactly what I think about them. No time to waste, I know it's now or never. Yeah, in light of the plague, I gotta get my shit together. All my papers are in order, got the porn on my computer. I got all my things arranged so I don't seem like such a loser. Yeah, my legacy is solid, cause the past is down the sewer. In light of the plague, it is all about the future.
All about the future.
In light of the plague, I am looking out for symptoms, so it's a little late to go and get a vaccination. Made a promise to myself I wouldn't sink into depression. In light of the plague, I would just accept the situation. All my papers are in order, got the porn off my computer. I got all my things arranged so I don't seem like such a loser. Yeah, my legacy is solid, cause the past is down the sewer. In light of the plague, it is all about the future.
All about the future.
Exposed to the virus, who we need to quarantine and who we need to keep beside us. It's a crazy kind of thing and there's no doubt that it's a crisis. In light of the plague, everybody's feeling righteous.
Righteous!
My papers are in order, got the porn off my computer. I got all my things arranged so I don't seem like such a loser. Yeah, my legacy is solid, the past is down the sewer. In light of the plague, everything's about the future.
All about the future.
Yeah.
as the sun is one, claiming the whole sky as its own. Leo, Lord of Lights, bursts upon the scene with orange-yellow splendor. Where pride walks, every room is a stage, every face a spotlight, every word and gesture etched in stone. On his royal fingers and diamonds on his regal toes. Proud Leo, with life overflowing, will hear applause wherever he goes.
Hi, on air, our Kermit the Frog here to report on one of the world's greatest athletic events, where in just a few moments you're going to see an actual cow jump over the moon. Yeah, that's what you're going to see right here, folks. Maybe you've heard about this classic feat before. You know, they wrote a poem about it that went, hey, diddle diddle, the cat and the diddle, the cow jumped over the moon.
Shine in her eyes, don't the moon look good, Mama? Shining through the trees, and you're so kind and careful not to go to her too soon. As she takes your voice and leaves you howling at the moon.
At the Moon, Freeform Radio, WMFO Medford.
Be careful, the sky is full of moon.
The moon is full. Wolves are howling, passions prowling. Take a sip of cranberry juice.
It's a full moon. Beware the moon. And stick to the road. Oops.
The curse of the werewolf. The full moon that turned an innocent man into a savage beast. The curse of the werewolf.
Yeah.
te souviens du chéri de ce premier soir? La lune était brillante dans le ciel. Je te tenais dans mes bras et tu me tenais dans tes bras. Et rien, vraiment rien, ne pouvait nous séparer.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. Doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang wah wah bang bang, ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang wah wah bang bang, ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang wah wah bang bang, ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang wah wah bang bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser, and I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser, and he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang walla walla bing bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang walla walla bang bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang walla walla bing bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang walla walla bang bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser, and I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser, and he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on and ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang.
We have just discovered an important note from space. The Martians plan to throw a dance for all the human race.
Yes, this is WMFO in Medford, your freeform radio station. You're listening to Bubbles in the Think Tank. I am not Belinda, and neither is Lady D, and she's over there on the Facebook fan chat group and monitoring things, and she informed me that it's one of our illustrious posse's birthdays today, at least for another minute or two. Which posse member would that be?
Mr. Bill Hughes.
Well, so we have just under 2 minutes left to play something special for you, Bill, here on your special day, on your special radio show, Bubbles in the Think Tank, on your special radio station. This is WMFO in Medford. Was your birthday, but according to that same digital clock here at WMFO in Medford, it is now 12 midnight. So your birthday's come and gone. Congratulations, you've made it this far. And this is Bubbles in the Think Tank, two of the silliest hours of programming imaginable. And it is just after the midnight hour, normally the time for the radio obits, but I am not Belinda, and so I am not going to do the obits, especially being I was called in such last minute that there was no time to make that happen anyway. And plus the fact that we came here from where we did and what we were doing, we're not even sure if we're going to make it all the way to 1 o'clock. But we'll keep you entertained for at least a little while longer. And in silliness for the most part, but also in some not-so-silliness, but favorites amongst the posse here at WMFO's Bubbles in the Think Tank. We have here a song from Men in Vaults. Now, I know they're a well-liked group in these parts.